From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of jubilant Syrian civilians returned Saturday to the ruined northern city of Manbij after a U.S.-backed force drove the last Islamic State extremists from their stronghold. Fighters affiliated with the predominantly Kurdish Syria Democratic Forces seized the northern town from the Islamic State group. Abdul Rahman Joma al-Salem is an SDF fighter. He says, "We cleaned Manbij from the mercenaries of Daesh, and now we are clearing away the mines that were planted in the houses, and the streets and people can come back." Manbij is important because it lies on a key supply route between the Turkish border and the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's self-styled caliphate. U.S.-backed forces in Libya on Saturday continued to fight the Islamic State group for their last bastion in the city of Sirte. Officials say the city is now 70% liberated. Sirte was seized by a powerful Islamic State affiliate last year and was once seen as a fallback option for the group if it were ever defeated in Iraq and Syria. But Libyan forces launched an offensive to retake Sirte in June. Earlier this week, they captured a number of strategic locations with the aid of U.S. airstrikes. At least 10 children were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held city of Sada'a in northern Yemen Saturday. Dozens of others were reported wounded. The aid group Doctors Without Borders condemned the attack, saying that all 10 dead and 28 injured were children between 8 and 15 years old. The raids have resumed after the breakdown of international talks. This is VOA News. At the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, track and field's world governing body has banned the only Russian in Olympic track competition. An IAAF spokesman said Saturday the governing body revoked long jumper Daria Klishnina's eligibility based on new information it received last week. Klishnina has appealed to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, and a decision is expected either Sunday or Monday. On the track, Jamaica's Elaine Thompson won the women's 100-meter gold medal. Britain's Farah Mohammed took the men's 10,000 meters, and American Jeff Henderson won the long jump. Six people were injured when a man started a fire and stabbed passengers aboard a train in Switzerland Saturday. The assailant is a 27-year-old Swiss man who reportedly poured a flammable liquid into the train car before setting fire to it. St. Gallen police spokesman Hans-Peter Kreuzi says authorities have not determined a motive. He says, "We cannot say anything at all about the motive. At the moment, we have no motive, and police work is beginning on investigating the perpetrator. As per standard procedure, we have carried out a house search. Perhaps there we will find something that could point to a possible motive." Kreuzi says the attacker was a Swiss national with no migration history. He was from an adjoining canton and had no criminal record. The attacker was also injured and was transported to a local hospital along with the six victims. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says that flooding has reached record levels in some parts of his state following days of torrential rain. He said at a news conference Saturday that officials still don't know how bad the flooding will get. He warned residents not to rely on past experience when deciding on a course of action and called on residents advised to evacuate to do so.
Asking everyone to simply evacuate if you're supposed to do that, if you're being advised to do that. Stay off the road if you don't have to, and if you're going to be on the road, be extremely cautious.
At least three people have died, and more than 30 centimeters of rain has fallen on some areas of the state. The weather system causing all the damage is expected to move north, and portions of central Louisiana could see rain into next week. And the man who brought to life the lovable droid R2-D2 in the Star Wars series of movies, actor Kenny Baker, has died after a long illness. He was 81. Baker's niece confirmed his death Saturday. She said he had suffered lung problems for a long time. Baker, who stood 1 meter 12 centimeters tall, helped bring R2-D2 to life in Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.